plots of the movies 3 through 6 and Halloween H2O, Michael is looking for his sister again. He switches between a variety of masks, settling on one with frizzier hair and eerily revealing eye holes. Once he meets up with his sister, she decapitates him for good. In Halloween Resurrection, it's revealed Michael faked his own death. His mask is similar to the original, but with the addition of very noticeable makeup. This time he manages to kill his sister, but later on is electrocuted and presumed dead. Or is he? But that doesn't matter, as the films were rebooted in 2007. In the reboot, Michael is again introduced as a murderous blonde boy, but when fully grown appears to be built like a hulking dump truck. He eventually dons a greasy jumpsuit and a near-original but much dirtier mask. In the reboot sequel, the mask is falling apart, and Michael is now donning new hobo-esque attire. But this bum would succumb to barrage of bullets. The latest sequel disregards every film but the original, and introduces an older, camera-shy Michael in all-white prison garb. Michael is put on a prison bus, but surprise! It crashes and he breaks out, steals a dark blue jumpsuit and his original, much more weathered mask. A slaying, or 10 later, he's taken down, and in a brief moment of unconsciousness, his new psychiatrist tries on the trademark Michael mask. But don't worry, Michael promptly comes to and nips that twist in the bud, moving on to go head-to-head with his now-not-sister. She and her family trap him in her heavily guarded house and set it on fire, which, as we've seen before, is a super effective way to kill him.